I'd like you to meet the locals.
You're going to be going to school with these kids once the holidays are over.
How long have you been karting?
About 10 minutes.
Really? You look pretty good.
I'm Jack.
You race karts?
I prefer to make them go faster.
Who's that?
Dean?
Everyone thinks he's going to win nationals this year.
Stay out of my way. It's your first and only warning.
Been bitten by the racing bug.
Teach me everything about driving.
Welcome to race school.
When the track gets dusty, you'll spray it with water.
I need you to wash all of these with your feet.
You got until sunset to paint the garage with it.
Really?
Mr. Miyagi,
I need to do some driving.
You'll drive when I say so. Mama
said... Put me in charge of the car. How am I going to learn if I never do it?
Maybe you'll get your chance one day.
Our team needs you. Can you fix it?
Put the engine parts there, the brake parts there. That's the axle.
She's so cool.
My dad can't find out I'm doing this. This is a test drive, so take it slow.
I hear you.
So how are we going? Are we all
good?
Well?
Good, thank
yeah.
you.
Yeah.
Did you see it for the first time the other night, or have you?
No, me and Anastasia saw it a couple of weeks ago in Sydney. We saw a private screening, but
yeah, my first time was in Melbourne, so it's my second time this week.
So what was it like watching it with 300 plus people the other night?
It's weird.
Yeah, it was so weird.
It's weird. You're like
watching yourself. Is it weird?
Yeah, or
is
no. It just... I was very self conscious about it, especially that many people with your face maximized on a wall. So no, it was weird. Because you know what's happening, so you're expecting, you're waiting for the audience to react to it and stuff.
Yeah,
and
but it was quite, kind of, oh, sorry.
No, go for it.
It was quite comforting having people react as well.
Yeah.
To it.
Yeah.
Like laughing and
yeah,
being like, oh, you know.
Well, I think it's good because you're screening it where it was filmed, and so obviously the locals are going to get behind it straight away.
Definitely.
How's it feel to be back in Boston?
Oh, it's great, really. The first time here, we made so many memories, and it was just so much fun. And to be back here, it's great to see everything and how things have changed or how things have stayed the same. It's just, yeah.
I suppose you're working a bit now, so it's not all fun, I suppose.
Oh, yeah. No, it's all fun.
It's all fun.
It's all fun.
Well, it's funny because the film's right until January, so this is sort of like a little bit of an insight of how intense it's probably going to be.
Yeah, how it can be.
In January when the film's coming out.
Yeah.
So, but what was it like for you with your character?
Okay, so I play Mandy, and she... Her aspiration is to be an engineer.
Yep.
And she meets the two boys, Will's character Jack. And Tyrus's character, took me a second, Colin. But no, Mandy really stuck with me when I first read the script because she was smart. She was fearless. And the character broke, for me, gender stereotype roles around the go-karting industry, which I thought was really important, and I was glad a film like this was being made.
Yeah, well, the role's really great.
Yeah.
And I was really impressed with you and you and you. Now, you've had a bit of prior experience on screen.
Yeah.
Did you give these guys any tips or give them any nuggets of information?
To be honest with you, they didn't really need it.
They didn't need it?
Just kind of kept my mouth shut because they're amazing actors.
You did have some of the best lines in the film, I will say that.
There was a few good ones in there.
Did you keep the jacket?
Oh, I asked to, but unfortunately I didn't, just in case, you know, a sequel is demanded.
Because I was hoping you were going to pop a moonwalk or something at some stage. It was a very thriller jacket.
I tried to during filming, but I'm not great at moonwalking, so it got cut.
Oh, disappointing. And for each of you, what was your favourite film to shoot? We'll start with you, Darren.
Definitely this one, yeah.
What shot though?
Our favourite shot would have to be... I feel like when we're putting the cut together, that would be a pretty good one, because then we see, like, with post, how much of it has changed, and it's just good to see from doing it to being on screen.
Yeah.
And us working together as a team.
Yeah, that's nice. What about you?
Mine was probably Jack and Mandy's first date at the roller rink.
That was cute.
It was really fun to film as well, and we were both really bad at roller skating, which made it a bit more difficult, but it was still fun.
Yeah. No, it was a really cute scene.
Was that shot or scene?
Well, scene, shot, either one.
I liked the I really, really liked the shot of us two, where it's that wide shot kind of tracking us in the pit, and Jack and Colin are on their bikes and they've got this chain hooked to the cart. Oh, so yeah. It's just trailing with them. I really like that, and the music worked with it as well.
Well, speaking of your work, obviously you had one of the more heavy scenes in the jetty.
Yeah.
How was that for you, getting into that sort of mindset?
Very intimidating. We were just going from having fun on that jetty scene, and then they're like, okay, well, now we got to go have an upsetting scene. So it was weird, but it all worked out, and Francis was really helpful of me, and
How much of the go-kart driving was you?
Not all of it. I'd say more of it was my stunt double to me.
Because
these things are going like 90 kilometers an hour.
Well, when they were zipping around the streets the other day.
Yeah, yeah, I know. It gives you a drift of how actually fast.
Well, I was surprised they let them do it.
Yeah.
And they really got around.
Mm.
I think they went around about 15 times.
Exactly.
Were you there when that happened?
I wanted to be there.
But there was a bit of a hiccup along the way, so we unfortunately missed it.
So how, what was the experience like for you two being your first role, getting that phone call to say that you got it?
Really good. No, I was happy. And then I knew that you were in it as well. So I was like, sweet, because we did a couple of auditions together.
Did you like do a chemistry test?
Yeah, we did like a few chemistry tests and we did some workshops together for the film.
Yeah.
So we got to know each other before actually being casted. I remember getting the phone call being like, who they cast as Jack? Like, Will. I was like, oh, okay, cool.
And you also had your first on-screen kiss on your first film.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's pretty cool to get that out of the way.
Yeah.
You don't have to worry about that later on in a future film or anything like that. But how awkward was that?
Not really.
With a lot of people around, was it?
No, Owen made sure there wasn't a lot of people around He wanted the chemistry of Jack and Mandy to be there. But also he didn't want us to feel intimidated or awkward or anything. I think at first it was a bit, when we got told there was a kissing scene, it was a bit like, oh, okay, cool. Because we're really close. We're like brother and sister, so... But then as soon as we got into character and we started filming it, I think it was fine.
Mm.
Is there anything else that you guys are working on at the moment?
So I just finished on a spin-off series for Neighbours, which focuses more around the kids in Arnsborough High.
Yep.
And other than that, you know, just trying to focus on school, get through year 11 and then finish school. Yeah.
Oh, we've got to finish school. Yeah. Well, I appreciate you talking to
Thank
me today.
You very much.
Good luck with the film.
I don't think he heard you.
I am unbeatable.
Hit Dean where it hurts, on the track.
See you at the finish line.
I'll be waiting for you.
Now do the inside.
5, 4, 3, 2.
You look so lovely and clean.
Did you say lovely and clean?
I mean, most of the time you're covered in grease.
You should stop talking now.
Yeah.